We know that it is Women's Month, and we celebrated Women's Day yesterday. So as we celebrate Women's Month now in August, Activate Her stands out as a non-profit organization empowering girls as well as young women, and they're empowering them through sport. They're using play as a tool for development and to provide crucial life skills and leadership training, as well as health education for women and girls in your underprivileged communities. And joining us online is the founding director of Activate Her NPO, Adele Brueggemann. Adele, very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Adele, you know, we're always hearing stories about, you know, non-profit organizations trying to empower young people, trying to empower women as well. And it's so important to have these organizations in society, especially when we're living in a society where sometimes women are kind of pushed aside or pushed down when it comes to, you know, your sport and things that are generally seen as male-dominated things. So what inspired you to create this NPO called Activate Her?
Sure, yeah, no, that is exactly the reality that we're working in oftentimes, is that people don't really still in 2025 think of sports and sporting opportunities as the norm for a lot of girls. And so Activate Her was really founded, I guess I had the opportunity growing up to play sports, and I feel like it really defines so much of who I am today and just how I carry myself and process different experiences. And I had been working in community development for a very long time and was constantly looking, you know, when kids are outside playing, who's out there and what are they doing? And more often than not, it wasn't the girls. And we know there's a lot of other responsibilities they have at home, and we just need to hold space for girls to have pathways to play. And that's really what Activate Her is about, and making sure those spaces are approachable and welcoming for girls from a very young age.
So how does Activate Her actually, you know, empower girls, especially when it comes to girls in your poorer communities, your underprivileged communities that are generally underserved when it comes to sporting facilities and sporting opportunities as well?
Right. So I think you have to get a little bit creative. First and foremost, I would say it's holding space for girls to be able to access play and sport. And what that really means is telling parents, offering programs and saying, you know, sports is something that your daughter can do. And so we partner with local schools to offer these programs in primary school. What we've seen is there are more sporting opportunities in high school, but if you've got a 13, 14, 15-year-old young girl turning into a young woman who's never played sports or moved her body in that way, it's difficult, you know, when you get older to try and be brave to do new things. And so for us, we're really normalizing movement and building the foundations of play. We start with three-year-olds, actually, in our program. And so not only do we start early, but we don't dictate what sports are for girls and not for girls. And so we offer a multi-sport program that blends both traditional sports that they may have other experience or exposure to, like netball, with something that's a little bit less conventional. So whether it's yoga or it's rugby or it's boxing, to help the girls really explore and learn for themselves. How do they enjoy moving their bodies? What is fun to them? And really just see what movement and kind of the lifestyle that sports can bring, how that makes them feel powerful and important.
Now, we know that it is Women's Month, and we celebrated Women's Day yesterday. So how does Activate Her actually, you know, celebrate Women's Month and Women's Day? And why do you feel as well is important for us to be commemorating something like Women's Month and Women's Day as well?
I think, well, first of all, for Activate Her, we, because we're working specifically with girls and women, get to celebrate, I would say, Women's Day and Women's Month every day of the year. Because for us, it's really just having the girls celebrate all that they're capable of, and we find that sport and play is a really powerful tool in helping people discover that their strengths and to overcome challenges. And I think that in terms of Women's Month, it's just so important because we're still dealing with a lot of social norms and social ills that are really difficult for girls and women to overcome in their homes and their schools. And so for us, I think acknowledging that Women's Month is a time to celebrate and see the superpowers that we all possess inside ourselves, but to help other people, whether it's, you know, partners or siblings that are male identifying or otherwise, to recognize, you know, there are these gaps and these barriers and these difficulties that might not always be seen, but, you know, women are going through a lot. And so I think for us and what we do is we want to give girls that voice, and that's through leadership and through learning in a safe and positive environment all that they can do, and to challenge those status quo. So for us, I think we're celebrating that all of the time, but using the month of August and Women's Day as a really pointed opportunity to just continue this narrative.
And that's absolutely important. But, you know, when it comes to an organization like Activator and, you know, general organizations at large as well, buy-in and support from the community is crucial when it comes to the expansion as well as the sustainability of the organizations. So how can our listeners get involved in Activator, and how can they support the organization as well?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think the nonprofit world is only as impactful as it has supporters. For us, as you're mentioning, you know, donations really go a long way. We could be, you know, rolling out to a lot more communities. For us, the most critical piece is being able to pay our coaches and to have coaches who are young women, female role models that are coming from the communities that we're working in, so that we're not perpetuating other narratives and we're really trying to make it a representative space. So for us, I think, you know, donations are really critical and a great starting point to help fund a girls' sports class by being able to have a young woman as their coach. I think that is a critical piece for us. And then otherwise, it's following along with our story on social media and resharing it and just reaching out. We'd love to just connect with other people that resonate with our mission. So whether that's using your voice, using your donations, or helping just to amplify and share, all of those are great ways to help us advance our work.
And is there any way that you know, any of the listeners can get in contact with you if they'd like to get more involved, or if they'd like to make some donations towards the Activator NPO?
Yeah, I think the easiest way is through our website, www.activateher.org. Otherwise, on social media, on Instagram, we're at activate.her. Feel free to send a DM, otherwise send an email, and we will happily reply and share what we can to stay connected.
Well, absolutely amazing work that you and your organization are doing, and we hope that you can go from strength to strength and get all the support that you need as well to continue to grow this amazing initiative and this NPO named Activator. And hopefully we can have you back in the future telling us more about, you know, your success stories and how the organization has grown as well. But thank you so much for joining us this morning, and hopefully we can have more people engaging with your NPO as well in future.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Adele Brueggemann.